strength and my redeemer. Amen. Stop and smell the roses. Has anyone ever told you that? If they did, they're probably telling you to slow down just a little bit to enjoy the sweet fragrances that life might be passing you by. I saw this sign in Cambridge a couple months ago, a town about 20 miles to the east of here. I started thinking about my daily planner, which, by the way, is loaded to the brim with activities, appointments, and meetings, possibly like many of you. Our schedules can be like a continual treadmill we just cannot get off of. Checking one activity off, putting two back on. This sign told me what I needed to hear, but there still seems to be no time to stop and smell the roses. I guess you could say that would make me a modern day Martha. Martha is in our gospel lesson today, and we learn that Jesus entered the village where she and her sister Mary lived. Jesus was welcomed into their home along with his disciples that traveled with him. So, being accustomed to prepare a meal for traveling guests, Martha got right on it, preparing a meal for Jesus and his companions. This same custom appeared in the Old Testament reading as Abraham also had traveling guests. In this Genesis reading, he and Sarah immediately began preparations for a meal. It is interesting to note that in both readings that the guest of honor was our Lord. What a process it must have been for either household to prepare a meal with such distinguished guests on such a short notice, especially without a microwave. We are not told what Martha's menu was, but it soon became clear that she was overwhelmed with the task at hand and frustrated that her sister was not helping. Now, I have no experience preparing a meal, so I can only relate through observation, which it takes to ultimately prepare a meal for guests. I watch the process from a safe distance away. Alexa, set a 5-minute timer. Alexa, give me the recipe for meatloaf and put brown sugar on the shopping list. Mix, stir, a dash of this, a dash of that. And at the precise time, two ovens, a microwave, and a crock pot get utilized to cook the feast to come. Throughout this process, not a minute wasted, and definitely no time to stop and smell the roses. I envision a similar whirlwind situation with Martha. She was busy in the kitchen, and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet in the living room. I fully understand the resentment from Martha, as there are a lot of moving parts in preparing a meal. I would also venture to say that I might be a source of irritation if I wasn't willing to help with preparations for the meal. At least set the table, fill glasses, or whatever I could do or be qualified to do while the meal is being prepared. This pericope is well known for the differences of opinion between Mary and Martha and the plea to Jesus for reconciliation. However, there's a lot more to these verses to understand about this event. Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but the one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Now, Jesus didn't say that Martha's service was unimportant, as he always has made it clear in his teachings that service to others is an important part of her ministry. He just wanted Martha to realize what was the most important, the good portion, which was to stop and smell the roses, if you will. The good portion is knowing and trusting in Jesus from your heart before serving him with your feet. Last year, the Women's Monday Night Bible Study group meditated on this text through a book called Having a Mary Heart in a Martha World. This book connected the similarities of Mary and Martha in Luke's narrative to you and I today. Like Mary, we desire to sit at Jesus' feet, but the daily demands of the busy world get in the way. Or on the other hand, it's like Martha. You love Jesus and dearly want to serve him, yet struggle with weariness, anxiety, resentment, and feelings of inadequacy. Then it happens. When you least expect it, Jesus is right there in the living room, inviting you to choose the better part, a joyful life of intimacy with him through prayer that flows from a loving, undivided service to him. This is what I found as I was studying this text. I come to the conclusion that we probably have a little bit of both Mary and Martha inside all of us. Maybe that is because we can identify with both of them. As we listen to this conversation with Jesus, it is hard not to place ourselves in one or the other's shoes. Not only do we identify with either Mary or Martha, depending on who you are, we read this story about two ways of being a Christian, either a Christian duty of service or a Christian act of prayer. And ultimately, in this case, Jesus chooses the act of prayer as a better portion. But bear with me for a minute. As each of us have different circumstances or hardships in our faith journey, struggles, frustrations, and certain situations beyond our control, we find ourselves in a position where somebody needs to be in the kitchen and somebody else needs to be in the living room. So Jesus isn't choosing Mary over Martha. He isn't affirming a life of prayer over a life of service. Jesus wants to teach us to know the difference. It's a story of Mary and Martha. Listen to what Jesus says again in verses 41 and 42. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Jesus isn't addressing what Martha is doing. He is concerned about how she is doing and her well-being. No matter what we face in our circumstances, Jesus has the same concern for you and I. Jesus wants us to choose the better part as we ask ourselves these questions. How can I not give in to anger and despair? How can I overcome worrying about what others are doing or not doing? How can I be involved in service and not need served? Jesus is inviting Martha to see her work in a different mindset, to focus on the one thing that matters, to stop and smell the roses, the part that cannot be taken away. Remember 2 years ago when the pandemic restrictions wanted to close our church doors and take our worship away? We, as elders, were in a frenzy like Martha. But Jesus invited us to look at our work in a different way. A different way that was the important part, the part that cannot be taken away. No one can take our time away from Jesus. No one can stop us from worshiping. No one can stop us from doing good to others. As long as the good portion is chosen in whatever we do, that cannot be taken away from us. Matthew says in chapter 6, verse 33, "If we seek him first, everything else will fall into place." Hebrews 12 teaches us we belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. These verses challenge us to overcome roadblocks in our faith. And it just might start by sitting at Jesus' feet. As Paul tells us in Romans 10:17, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Through our faith, we have a close relationship with Jesus. Both Mary and Martha had great faith. But it's easy to get distracted with all those commitments marked on that calendar. Don't let the noise of the world dominate what that faith looks like. Stop and smell the roses. The priorities I choose do matter. Sure, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but the better portion is going through all things with Christ. The calendar I mentioned earlier, where I take one event off and to put two back on, yes, is Martha, who wants to do it all. But I must have a merry heart through this process, as it is still essential that I continue to sit at Jesus' feet. My friends, when there is so much to do, we get so caught up in the work that needs done in the kitchen, the busyness of life, that it's easy to lose track of what needs done in the quietness of our living room. The story of Mary and Martha shows us two women who loves, Jesus loved dearly, but he would rather have you sitting at his feet while he feeds you before you go out into the world to perform acts of service in his name. May we see from this story that he desires the worship of Mary and the work of Martha in the correct balance. A balance where we choose our Christian path in the paradox of the world we live. A time of a modern day Martha in and amongst a world where we spend more but have less. Our houses are larger, but families are smaller. More medicine, but less wellness. We live in an age where it's no problem to go all the way to the moon and back, but we have trouble walking down the street to meet a new neighbor. This is exactly why Jesus points the way to a better portion in our Christian life. When Mary chose a good portion, she was choosing to keep her priorities straight. And that resulted in Jesus the Messiah receiving her full and undivided attention and affection. She was choosing to sit at his feet, listening to him and devoting full obedience to his word. Your good portion may not look as serene and beautiful, but it still can turn your face towards the Lord. Choosing the good portion requires consistently aligning and realigning your heart to the greatest commandment, to love him first. Yes, our walk with God might be on our knees. So many things pull us away from our time with God, and it's easy to get distracted. But the cure for a busy, distracted mind is a steadfast and intentional heart of faith in everything you and I do. Here's where we must seek the Lord's guidance. When life gets busy, time with God gets pushed to the side. What God wants us to do is ask for help and take the necessary steps to get back on track. When we choose to spend time with Jesus, the benefits cannot be taken away from us. That, my friends, is the good portion. That's where our hearts find relief, our souls find rest, and our lives find right priorities. When Jesus said, "It is finished," that in reality is a message to us of it is just the beginning of a new life in Christ, forgiven so a merry heart can dominate in a Martha world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, by making God a priority in your life, you will always choose the better portion, and it will not be taken away from you. The eternal fragrance when you stop to smell the roses. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.